See my cool hat?
It's so perfect for you. It says high maintenance.
Yeah, so you know where I got it from? Remember our friend Cornelia I'm going to get her last name wrong. I never can pronounce her last name, and I apologize ahead of time. Cornelia Slunsky?
Mm-hmm.
Remember she was like that really cool chick that we had on. We loved her, and she had that video that went viral on TikTok where she said that she would not go on a coffee date. If a guy wants to take her out,
right,
he better spring for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And the debate started, like, should you do a coffee date? Should it be dinner? And which is better? And you and I discussed it, and it went viral, and the world discussed it. So I love her. So she and I follow each other on Instagram, and we're like Instagram best friends. Mm-hmm. Like, we're always, what's up, girl? Did you see this? Like, in touch, whatever. So she has this company, Coco Beauty, that does all kinds of beauty products and stuff like that. And they just started making these hats. So she's like, do you like these hats? I was like, yeah, that high maintenance one is, mm-hmm, I must have it. So here it is. It's my high maintenance hat from our friend.
Who's high maintenance?
Cornelia.
Who's very high maintenance.
Proudly high maintenance. See that, mm-hmm, you know, yesterday we talked about pretty privilege. I want to talk about high maintenance privilege because, you know, for so many years, guys were always like, oh, you're so high maintenance. Yes, that's who I am. And I'm not going to apologize for it. Like, yes, I am high maintenance. I'm annoying. Mm-hmm. I'm anxious.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of, like, I have a million food problems. So if we go out to eat,
yeah, but you're the next level. When a guy says, okay, I can deal with a chick that's high maintenance, he's thinking a certain level, not to the extreme that you are.
What is he thinking? Like, if, okay, so let's say you're single and I tell you, I have a friend, I think you're going to love her. She's a little high maintenance. What are you expecting?
You can't say, if you're talking about you, a little high maintenance. You got to say,
no.
On the
not
next
me.
Level of
high. Not me,
high
not me.
Okay.
Take me out of the equation.
Okay.
I want to know what you think is acceptable high maintenance and what qualities you consider high maintenance.
I wouldn't consider anything if you're anywhere near high. I'm not bringing you flowers. I'm not opening the door. I'm not doing any of this stuff. I'm the high maintenance one in the relationship because I'm not putting up with it.
No, you're just cheap. That's different.
No, I mean, it doesn't cost anything to open a door for you.
And you won't do it.
No. Because then you're going to get used to it. And then one day I'm not going to do it. And you're going to say, I'm cheating on you.
No, either you're the kind of guy that opens a door or you don't. I don't think you start opening a door and then suddenly you decide, get your own door, bitch. I think you're either the kind of guy, like, okay, my boyfriend and I have been together a long time, like a lot of years. He still holds doors open for me. It's not, he wasn't trying to get me into bed and held doors open as a manipulation. That's just the kind of guy he is. He's still like that all these years later.
Okay, so I put on a face when we're dating for the first couple of months that I'm going to hold the door open. But don't expect that 6 months in.
How did this become about you? I want to know.
No, because when I hear high maintenance, I think to myself, I'm high maintenance. So there's no way I'm going to put up with two of us.
Okay, let me try this again. If you were a normal guy and you weren't cheap ass high maintenance you, what qualities in a woman do you consider high maintenance? Like, what does a woman have to be or do or want or need that you label her high maintenance?
Have to know where I'm at every second. Always calling. Always texting.
Okay.
Where are you at? What are you doing? Why aren't you here? What do you... You know, I couldn't handle that because there are times I just want to disappear for a few hours and I don't want anybody to find me. But you're at work and your phone is going off nonstop all day. Hi, what are you doing? What are you, you know, I can't.
Right.
To me, that's high maintenance.
Right, right. You know, at this point in my life, I feel like it's a compliment if somebody only calls me high maintenance. Because you're right. Like, I own it now. Like, for so many years, I was like, shut up. You're an asshole. I'm not high maintenance. And I would talk about like how down to earth I was and how, you know, I'm such a go with the flow kind of girl. But I feel like that was all just a ruse. Like, I am not any of that. I own it now. Like, I'm definitely the kind of person that I'm willing to be like, look, I am high maintenance. And what's wrong with that? It's who I am. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to be like, suddenly I'm going to not be anxious, or suddenly I'm going to want to eat those 10 things that I would never touch. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. As long as you put it out there on date one, look, mm-hmm. I'm high maintenance. I ain't going to change. Nothing you're going to be able to do or say to me is going to change how high maintenance you are. It's not going to happen.
Right, which is why I am now wearing the Coco Beauty high maintenance hat, and I really should wear this all the time. Like, there's no reason why I should ever wear
a tattoo of that on your forehead.
Pretty much.
Yeah, just the same font and just look, it's on my forehead. I'm not trying to hide it. I'm extremely, that's what it should say, extremely high maintenance.
And, you know, it's so funny because now I look back at so many guys that I dated that I thought, like, this relationship is going great. And then they broke up with me out of nowhere. And I was like, why? What happened? Why? And my friends were all like, oh, he's an asshole, or he did this, or he did that. I look back now and I think, no, these were great guys who looked at me and was like, whoa, I'm not going to spend my life with that bitch. Like, that is high maintenance. You know, my friends are always like, oh, it's him. There's something wrong with him. I see now it was always me.
I would not categorize you as high maintenance. I don't think I would put you in that category. I would put you in the category of neurotic.
Right. And, but that's high maintenance.
Well, to me, it's a little bit different. It's neurotic and just a total nightmare. Total nightmare, neurotic, and then you have high maintenance. I think high maintenance, once you bought a pair of $3,000 shoes, that put you in the high maintenance category.
Right. Right. That's true. No, I think the two things that make me the most obnoxiously high maintenance are my desire for expensive footwear. Yes, that is true. But I think, you know, I think all my food proclivities.
Yeah.
You know.
That's neurotic. Though I categorize that as neurotic.
No, neurotic means that it's in my head, not true. It is true. I have celiacs. I have IBS. So it's not like I'm eating things because I'm just trying to be annoying. Like, there's certain things I literally cannot eat because I have a million things wrong with my stomach. Do you know what I mean? And always have. So I think there's a difference. I think high maintenance kind of means that you prefer the finer things in life, and you have a certain way of doing things. And that's true. I think that's true.
And you'll walk down the street and see a pair of $4,000 boots and think, I have to have those boots.
Must have them. I don't care about my rent or anything going on. I won't pay 10 phone bills in order to get those boots.
It's now October. You want boots. And even though you have more boots than anybody should have, you want new boots now.
Yeah. Well, my feet have changed a little bit, so they need new boots on them. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just, my overall conversation is that just because a girl is high maintenance, that's not bad news. It's okay to be high maintenance as long as you're upfront about it. That's all I'm saying.
And I agree. As long as you get it out, put it in your Tinder profile. Extremely high maintenance, and say, you knew in my profile.
Right.
You should have known then.
Told you right up front.
Right. I'm not hiding anything and I ain't changing. There's no, George Clooney couldn't change you. You're like, no, screw it. This is the way I am. I'm George Clooney. I don't care.
That's why I got the hat.